Democratic committee chairs are calling for the Mueller report to be made public by April 2nd. Republicans are taking an understandable victory lap, even though Attorney General William Barr's summation of the report said President Trump was not exonerated from obstruction. Meanwhile, President Trump says some people have done treasonous things that will be looked at. Senate Republican Judiciary Chair Lindsey Graham is calling for a new special counsel to look into how the Mueller investigation was carried out. Let's bring in Congressman James Comer. He's the Republican from Kentucky. And Congressman, first, your thoughts on the Barr summary.
Well, first of all, I'm glad that it's finally complete. It should have taken a year instead of 2 years. But the question's been answered. Did President Trump collude with Russia? And that's clearly no. I think we need to move on as a country. But I do also think that we need to investigate the genesis of this whole Mueller investigation, and that all began with the Steele dossier, with a few people at the Department of Justice that clearly had a bias towards President Trump. So I think there are still a lot of questions that need to be answered, but I'm just glad that the report has finally concluded and hopefully we can move on as a country.
Well, let's pick up a couple of things there. The Steele dossier was actually an investigation that was begun by the Republicans when they were looking to attack President or then candidate Donald Trump. But when he became the obvious front runner, they dropped it and the Democrats picked up the work of the Republicans. So it was the Republicans who had started that dossier. And there were questions about the Russians long before any of these investigations started, about some of the concerns in our security agencies about Russian interference in the 2016 election. Do you believe, as William Barr does and Mueller does, that the Russians interfered in the 2016 election?
Yes, I do. Specifically, they were part of a group that I believe tried to hack some emails that we all know about. Mm-hmm. They also tried to purchase some Facebook ads. Now, I do not think that their efforts had any impact on the final results of the election. But at any rate, Russia's a bad actor. Vladimir Putin's a bad person. I voted for sanctions against Russia. But if you look at the Russian interference in the 2016 election, that was while Obama was president. And the question that a lot of Democrats had was the Trump campaign colluding with Russia? And now we know without a shadow of a doubt that they were not.
Well, let me ask you about that, because given that you are someone who does believe the Russians interfered, are you at all concerned that President Trump then fired James Comey because of that Russia thing? He dismissed it. He dismissed the interference for the longest time. Are you concerned further that even though Barr did not determine that Mueller found collusion, he defined collusion as an agreement? And there were all these other things that might have not been a contract written up with Russia to collude, but you had a former campaign chair, Manafort, handing over polling data to a Russian, a meeting in Trump Tower to get dirt from Russians on Hillary Clinton. If not collusion, do those things concern you? And are you concerned at what we might learn when the Mueller report comes out, perhaps not a formal agreement with Russia, might not look so good?
Well, first of all, with Comey, I lost confidence in James Comey with the way he handled the situation with Hillary Clinton and her emails. I think that he did irreparable damage to Hillary Clinton. You know, you've had so many people switch sides. I know that the Democrats were cheering on Rod Rosenstein, and right. Now that he agreed with General Barr that there was no obstruction of justice, I hear a lot of my Democrat colleagues in Washington now criticizing Rosenstein.
You're right. I mean, people have just been switching sides like pendulums. But do you believe the Mueller report in full should come out? Are you worried about that? And do you believe that your party should do, as some are saying, launch investigations against the people who put together the Mueller report?
I think that General Barr will do the right thing with respect to releasing the Mueller report. I voted to release it in its entirety. I do, however, trust General Barr if there are parts of that would compromise our national security. With respect to doing an investigation, I think we should. You know, this lasted 2 years. It took up a lot of time and resources, and you had people, high-ranking members of Congress like Adam Schiff, that went on national television almost daily to talk about the information they had that would almost create a situation where President Trump could be impeached, and then the report comes out, there is no collusion. So I think there are a lot of questions that need to be answered. And, you know, do we reform how the Intelligence Committee operates? Do they need to be on national television every day talking and trying to spin different sides of the partisan story?
That's Congressman James Comer, the Republican of Kentucky. By the way, a good week to be a Republican.
It is a good week to be a Republican. It's always cyclical, so I'm sure that our day will come that will not be so good. But right now, it's a pretty good week to be a Republican.
Congressman Comer, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And a note, the congressman asked, why didn't then-President Obama do more about Russian interference? Well, his administration did announce concerns about Russian interference. They thought it'd be a bombshell, but it was the same day the Access Hollywood Trump tape came out and was overlooked. Later this week, we'll take a deeper look at Obama and Russian interference.